Hello?
Hello. You're listening to Yes, Have Some. At least until I get to you. Sleep tight tonight.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island.
Do you want some coffee, Mr. Norman?
We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Ghostbusters Radio Live.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ghostbusters Radio Live. I can see. I had to make a last minute decision on the music. I needed royalty free music. We'll probably update this in the future. Hello, everybody. Craig here from YHS Podcast. I was like, oh, this sounds like Ghostbusters. What do you think, Jacob?
No. Was the beginning like freezing for everybody, or is that just for me? Is that just happening to me? It was like Skippy and.
Sounded good on my
just
end.
Me, huh? Okay. Right,
there you go.
That's what the face was for.
Oh, that's what the face was for. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Ghostbusters Radio Live on a special night. We are, it's HasLab weekend, and we have a lot going on in the world of Ghostbusters, a lot that's going to be coming up very soon. Tonight, we're going to mainly be talking about the brand new Hasbro HasLab, Trap, and PKE Meter. Jacob and myself, thank you guys for being here.
This sounds like something from Donkey Kong Country.
Well, because, you know, life's like a video game, man.
It sounds like I'm on a rickety roller coaster and I have to get the bananas.
It does sound like the pause.
And I have to jump the things.
It sounded like a pause screen on like a Nintendo game for sure. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Jacob Walsh joining me. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, dude. Just been hanging out today, chilling, watching TV, doing nothing. I had to get dressed to do the stream.
We were this week in Orlando. We were at Disney World. We were at Halloween Horror Nights. Always a ton of fun. We'll cover it in more detail later on this week on a YHS podcast. We appreciate everybody tuning in, whether you're watching this live or later. We know how important it is to the Ghostbusters fans that we finally. It feels like it's been 2 years since there's been a new Ghostbusters toy revealed. And this was a big one. This was exciting. So we're going to cover all of that. We're going to say hi to the chat here in a moment. But what I did want to do, first of all, is talk about our good friends over at gbfans.com. You know, we got to spend the week with AJ Quick. The guy does a lot of work.
Dude,
we said, listen. Take some time away from the Halloween delivery. Come to Orlando. Have some fun.
Yeah. Plus, we did a lot of, you know, we had a lot of consulting to do about the way he runs his business and his website. So, a lot of changes coming to GB Fans soon.
Big changes. It's just going to be our fate. It's going to be YHS presents GBFans.com.
Yeah. That's what that's what I prefer.
Anyways, anybody who is watching or listening knows about GB Fans already, but if you're new, gbfans.com, one of the oldest running hubs for Ghostbusters news, updates, message boards, and of course the GB Fans shop for all of your ectoplasmic needs, proton pack parts, trap parts, uniforms, goggles, and the new thing that's up for pre-order right now, if everybody can take a look at this beauty, the brand
new thing.
The Max Factory partnered with AJ Quick and GB Fans for the aluminum Neutrona wand body up for pre-order now. I have wanted an aluminum wand for a very long time. Jake, are you going to make the investment here?
I am. Yeah, 100%, dude. I do want to get a new pack, but even if I didn't want a new pack, this is something that's a little hard to come by. It's a very limited run. And if you don't, like, if you're a Ghostbusters fan, you don't buy this. Are you a Ghostbusters fan? I don't know.
I don't know. What else are you going to spend $299.99 on? Well, I can think of one thing.
Well, but if you're going to get that,
Yeah.
You need this.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah, I agree. So head over to gbfans.com and check out the shop.
Ooh, AJ Quick says only 10 left.
Only 10
Holy
left.
Holy shit.
Selling like hotcakes. So get your aluminum wand parts. I know AJ did a ton of work getting ready for Halloween. So I hope everybody got their orders in. But listen, we're going into what we like to refer to in the business as a movie year. Okay. 2024.
Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it. They call it a movie year. Big things happening in the world of Ghostbusters, obviously, with the new movie coming out. So if you want to get your collectibles, your toys, your pack parts, your uniform, maybe you've never put together a Ghostbusters uniform, got to start somewhere. You got, yeah. Listen, if you're going to have a proton pack, a trap, and a PKE meter, I suggest putting together a uniform. That's all I'm going to say. Head over to gbfans.com. Thank you so much for AJ supporting us.
And listen, actually, well, hold on. Yeah. But I think people don't know how good of a guy AJ is and how good GB Fans is. Listen, we were at Dragon Con this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, AJ was like scoping out people's elbow pads, their boots. And I had my whole outfit on getting ready for the parade. And AJ says, no, I can't go. I can't let you go out there like that. And he stole my elbow pads and he gave me new ones from GB Fans. So I thank you, AJ.
Well, that's kind of a payback because a couple years ago, Jake, remember you had that old proton pack? You actually had a GB Fans bellows on the proton pack and you were about to sell it. And I took the bellows off
you take it. Yeah.
Put it on mine and gave you the one that was on mine.
Did him a little switcheroo. Yep.
That's what happens with AJ. It's a little switcherooski. GBFans.com. Let's say hi to the chat. Lots of people hanging out tonight on a Sunday, getting ready for the big Halloween week. Davey Sockcracker, what was wrong with the elbow pads?
They were incorrect, sir. Inaccurate. They were wrong. They were old, and AJ wasn't going to let me go out and be seen with them. So
yeah, AJ was like, I don't want to be embarrassed by those elbow pads. very funny. Okay, let's go ahead and say hi to everybody. Ray Deathray, Davey Sockcracker, Jason Grahowski, Christopher Bouchard is here, Shinovo, Mike Rita, Mr. Michael T, Flash is here, Vittorio is here, obviously AJ Quick is here, Popular Tripe, by the way, major plug, Popular Tripe out at the Comic-Con in London, first-hand look at the PKE meter and the trap. Hasbro was there yesterday, so check out the Popular Tripe channel for more detailed video and review of what he saw. Thought that was really cool. Toy Geekosaurus is here. Andrew is here. Hayden is here. LeBlanc, and so on and so on. We appreciate everybody's support. Make sure you are subscribing to the channel here. Lots of really fun stuff coming up in the world of YHS. Oh, and our good friend Vicky Horner is here, all the way from the United Kingdom. This is early for us. This is a little late afternoon, early evening stream. I wanted to time it. My hope was that the HasLab would fund during the stream. I don't know if that's going to happen, but
let's make it happen. Well, there's probably however many numbers it needs. That's probably the amount of people watching right now, right?
Absolutely. I believe so. Okay. So let's backtrack a little bit, Jake. So this is going to be our primary topic. Okay. Our primary topic. Actually, hotel, there was a Takis convention at the hotel, like a sales convention.
Was there?
Yeah. I saw the chips.
And I didn't know that.
I saw the sales team like in a room going, who? Takis? Who? And I was just like, oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
No, it was hilarious.
That is awesome. They do a Takis chant?
They do a Takis chant.
Oh man, and I missed it.
And I believe they call their door-to-door salesman walkie-talkies. Please, I'm done. I'm leaving the stream. Bye, everybody.
No, oh boy.
Okay. Let's put these in the right ears. I know how to.
Wow, high tech over here.
There you go. Let's backtrack a little bit, Jake. They teased the 1027 event Hasbro reveal.
Mm-hmm.
I got on the stream with Geek Dad Jay. We did a lot of predicting.
Yeah, a lot. Yep.
But it was pretty obvious what it was going to be.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Sure. We knew it was going to be a trap and a PKE meter. So What was your hype for this? What was your reaction to the reveal?
I mean, I was hyped for it just because, you know, the proton pack is so good. And anytime we're getting high quality reproductions of the props, I'm into that. I want as many of that, you know, those things as possible. So I was excited about it, you know, and then the day the reveal happened, it was, you know, I was like, yeah, of course it is. You know, first of all, I don't know how much we're talking about the fact that Hasbro slipped up and posted it a couple hours early and then it was all over the internet. But so it was like a little bit of a thing where we didn't get to watch the video like before. It was just like, oh, cool, it's a trap and a PK meter. It's out there.
Right, right.
But yeah, I'm excited about it, dude, because I mean, you know, we got to skip all the other stuff and get straight to it and
straight to it.
And they look great. So yeah, that's what I want.
So what they're calling it a two in the box. And it's also a sequel to, they're calling it a sequel to the first HasLab.
Yeah.
They're using the Ghostbusters 2 logo. Anytime we can get Ghostbusters 2 references, I'm all in.
Well, you know, don't they know Ghostbusters 2 is not canon though?
Ooh, come on. It is canon.
Where's Ryan? Why isn't Ryan here?
Where's Ryan Dole? He would tell us.
Where is Ryan Dole? He's not doing anything right now.
Ryan is
it's Sunday.
He went to Toronto and he's doing like 9 days of partying. Like a
is it like a Canadian holiday or something? What's happening? Is it Canadian New Year or
he treats the week before Halloween as like a he treats Halloween like I treat Hanukkah. It's 8 days, baby.
Do they have Halloween in Canada?
No, it's called something else.
Oh, okay.
By the way, programming note, we will be streaming Toy Anxiety live on Tuesday night on Halloween. We will be in costume. So stay tuned.
Oh, shit.
We should do a costume contest for the listeners. Can you guys see the whiskers coming in?
Wait, a costume contest between the three of us that are going to be, or is there going to be three of us? Or is there going to be four of us?
There's going to be four of us. Kyle from Super 7 is going to be with us, but I think we should, the listeners should wear costumes watching Toy Anxiety and then tweet us and tag us for the Toy Anxiety.
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So two in the box, ready to go. We've got the PKE meter as well as the,
hold up.
Yeah.
Do you see this? Read this. Wait, first, that's hold on. Sorry. Wait,
that's a nice first, one. Well, let's read that all, one.
Yes, let's read this one too.
Old Musical Express. First time I've made a live YHS stream here in the UK. Good evening. Good evening, Old Musical Express.
Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. David Sockcracker. Should I read this?
Yes.
Two in the box, ready to go. GB fans fun fast and Marvel Legends fans fun slow. Hey. You know what? That's got to be a shirt.
That's a shirt.
That's a shirt right there. That is amazing. Thank you, Davey. Very cool. We love the Marvel Legends guys, but that is hilarious.
That's very funny.
So they do the reveal. I do want to give a huge shout out to Emily on the Hasbro team. She's now on the Ghostbusters team. You know, she was on the Power Rangers team. She's a huge presence on the G.I. Joe team. Unbelievably enthusiastic. Unbelievably awesome at what she does. Already she's doing this awesome Q&A on Reddit, on the Ghostbusters Reddit for all these questions about the PK meter and the trap. And we're working on having her come on YHS or Toy Anxiety or both very soon. So there we go. Okay, so here's the baseline details. I'm sure you all know this already, but we have a PK meter and a trap. These are scanned one-to-one props from the afterlife props. Okay. So, as far as ghost traps go, we know the Ghostbusters 2 trap was a little bit smaller than the Ghostbusters 1 trap. I think the afterlife trap is modeled after the GB2 trap. And the PK meter is basically the same, but it has the taser, capabilities, which we'll talk about. So both come with a stand. Jay, one thing I was kind of, I just, based on the proton pack, I kind of assumed that the trap foot pedal was going to be like one of the unlockable tiers.
Sure.
So I was surprised.
Yeah, I mean that we knew that was possible, and I know you mentioned that a couple times. So yeah, it left me being like, you know, when we saw it, I was like, okay, well then if that's already included, what are we getting here for?
What are these extra?
What are they doing for stretch goals?
So. Right. So let's kind of take a look at it. Okay. $299. And they need 10,000 backers. And let me go ahead and reload the page. Right now, as of recording, we're at 9,298.
Wow.
That's got to be record time. They just launched. It's Sunday. It's been 48 hours. What do you think? We've been tracking all these HasLabs and these crowdfunds. We know the first day is usually big and then it tapers off and it takes a couple weeks. This is much faster than I was expecting.
It's because we had the same thing happen when the Proton Pack came out. It funded, I don't know off the top of my head, but I remember it funded pretty fast too. Not as fast as this, but it was funded pretty quickly. And it's because these transcend, you know, toys. Like they're toys, but they're also like prop replicas at an affordable price. And people are buying these that don't care about toys. You know, people are buying these who don't care if we ever get a 6-inch scale Ecto-1 or who gets released in Plasma Series. People are buying this as, you know, decor for their house or, you know, to hang up to be like, you know, like museum style pieces in their home. So this is not just Ghostbusters fans, not just toy fans, but people who are, you know, movie fans and prop fans. So
Also cosplayers, anybody who has a Ghostbusters costume. I agree with you. I think that's a huge part of it. I think the other big part of it, well, first of all, the main thing is let's start scrolling through photos. I think the number one reason why is because of how amazing this stuff looks.
Yeah.
Like even if these were not electronic, even if they were just static props, I mean, who was it? Hollywood Collectibles Group a couple years ago put out a static trap. The doors didn't even open. It was $600.
Yeah.
And
did anybody buy that?
I don't think so.
I don't think I personally know anybody who bought it.
I don't know if it ever came out.
We're still waiting on it.
Still waiting on that. Cancel your Hollywood Collectibles now.
Mike Nelson.
So we have the trap here. It has interchangeable rods. So the two red bars that you see are accurate to GB1 and I believe Afterlife. And then the silver ones are what was used in Ghostbusters 2. And what Emily said in kind of the Q&A is, hey, is this a GB1 trap? Is this a GB2 trap, etc.? And basically they modeled the Afterlife trap, but it kind of has like some functionality and sounds and design that it's kind of a combination of a couple different traps. Well, right? It's like an idealized version of.
Right. I also believe she said when you put the silver ones in, it unlocks sounds
specific
to Ghostbusters 2.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
I hope it plays the whole audio track of the movie, just the dialogue.
With commentary.
Yeah. You just plug it in, you just hear
the doorman.
yeah that old thing.
I'm watching that tonight,
dude. You gotta Okay, so let's scroll through some of these photos, and then Ray asks a great question. We're gonna talk about Maddie Collector here in just a few minutes, because I do believe that is a big component of this as well, and for us toy collectors, an interesting piece of the puzzle. Okay, so we have the PK meter here, modeled after the Afterlife PK meter. By the way, I want to give a huge shout out to Austin Young, friend of the podcast, co-host of the Black Firehouse podcast, and really a Ghostbusters prop. I can't even call him an expert, just beyond expert level. Like, he knows everything about everything, incredibly detail-oriented, incredibly nitpicky. Mm-hmm.
Where is he? Why don't we just have him on?
Well, he could have come on if he wants. This is like when Howard Stern asked Bill Murray how come he hasn't done Ghostbusters 3 like 12 years ago. And he goes, I got to read it. It's over there. That's what he said. It's over there. We'll have Austin on soon. I texted him yesterday. I said, hey, man, nitpick, pros and cons, this PK meter and trap. what do you think? And he basically was like, they're perfect. Like, he's like, it would, you would, he was like, the nitpicks I have are so insane that I don't even want to say them out loud. Is what right. he said.
There's things that any normal human being, even I'll go further than even any normal human being, but any Ghostbusters fan
right.
would even be like, what are you talking about? There's, you know, yeah. such small. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the PK meter here. Looks incredible. You've got the detailed face there, the electronic components, the wings that go up and down. Emily did confirm. I can't wait to talk about this right now. In the Q&A, and I can't wait to ask her about it, the PK meter has a functioning EMF detector inside of it, and the wings will react. So not only does this appeal to toy collectors, prop collectors, Ghostbusters fans, and cosplayers, actual ghost hunters will be able to use a PKE meter. Jacob, I need your reactions.
My reaction is already, if you think you're a real ghost hunter, I'm going to laugh at you. But then secondly, if you think you're a real ghost hunter, you walk around with a fucking PKE meter.
We made an actual PKE meter.
That's hilarious. I feel like, first of all, that's a genius. Like, good on them. That's yeah, like, awesome. That's a great thing. I love that that's there. That's a smart thing for them to do. But anybody who's excited that they're going to find real ghosts with their PKE meter is... whatever.
Yeah, listen, we're gonna take it to the Stanley Hotel. All work and no play make Egon a dull boy. All right, so PK meter looks great. It's got the extending wings there. We all know what a PK meter looks like, so we'll just kind of scroll through some of these photos. Really great photography. They did an awesome job. It does have a switch on the back that flies it into taser mode. And one thing Austin said was that wasn't even a thing on the real PKE meter they used for Afterlife. They had two different ones. So the fact that this right. one switches over. Pop quiz to the chat, Jacob. How long will it be till somebody mods it and creates an actual taser out of this
thing? I'm hoping somebody tases themselves immediately. It's going to be Charles Fincher who yeah. turns this into a real working taser.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Jim Mary Tato, host of Extraplasm Podcast. I want a Suburban Commando mode as a stretch goal. Yes. Famously, the PKE meter was used in Star Trek as well as Suburban Commando. A
couple things.
Hulk
yeah.
Hogan. So really cool. This makes me feel like I have to at least have two of these things. One for taser mode, one for regular mode. Oh, actually, one for EMF mode, too. Sorry. Okay, so carrying on here, that red switch on the back kind of pops up, and there's a lever there that switches it into taser mode. And I would suggest anybody who hasn't watched the videos go watch them because they demo it out really nicely. I love this. Coming to me, the fact that they come with stands, like, because, you know, when you have the Mattel PKE meter, it's always kind of hard to figure out how to display it. It just lays there.
Yeah, mine's just laying behind me. There's not a great way. So, yeah, I've seen people complain about the stand, Jim. And I think, like, it's, you know, just a plastic stand.
Right. It's the same as the wand stand.
Yeah, it's all fine.
It's all good. Okay. Let's look at some more photography. By the way, we're going to get to the chat. So if you guys have questions and things of that nature, let us know. We will address your questions. Okay, here's the trap. Hey,
that looks great.
It looks amazing.
I want four of them.
It's nice and weathered. It has that modern Ghostbusters Afterlife feel to it. I know some people, Jake, you were saying some people were saying the wheels are too big.
Some people are saying that, but the wheels in Afterlife are bigger than the wheels were in Ghostbusters 1 and 2. So I think the wheels are accurate to Afterlife. So
okay, people, perfect. Yeah, and then it's got those two little connectors, as you see. You can display it static, not connected to the to the foot pedal and have the accurate connector coming out, or you can remove it and pop the wire on, which is really cool. Does come with the wire and the pedal. And then I believe in the video, someone could correct me in the chat, but the little kind of football shaped piece next to the trap relay mm-hmm. that has two screws, I believe you can the placement of that. The placement of that is different in the different movies. So I can't believe they know what people are going like the accuracy is incredible. Like they know it's going to be a thing. They know somebody's going to say, you know, well, that's what the why does it have GB2 wheels and GB1 rods and a, you know, so they've made it kind of customizable so you can get it to where you need it to be to feel good at when you go to sleep at night, basically.
Yeah. One of the things I like is the fact that the trap like comes out of the casing like it does in the movie is really cool.
It's amazing.
I've always wanted that to be able to do that.
Well, because of the next HasLab will be a containment unit. Okay.
No, they're getting smaller, not bigger.
They're getting smaller. The next one will be podcast mic. Podcast mic. Which would be good for us.
I'd buy that.
Okay, so here's another look at the trap. Obviously, we've got all of our accurate resistors and knobs and dry rub transfers. Really, really cool, really detailed. I don't know. I feel like you'd have to be really cynical to complain about this, especially at this price point.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with that.
So I'll kind of scroll through some more photos here. Jake, if you just had one, would you display it with the red rods or the silver rods?
probably just the red ones.
Yeah.
Just the original. Yeah.
So
color in there.
This is the trap stand, which is really cool. And I wonder, I guess you could probably display it sitting up as well.
Yeah. It's got a little V hook right there in it. So you could do it. So the traps upright.
Right. Look guys, I know we're like scrolling through these pictures and stuff, but I can't tell you how excited I am and how exciting this is as a Ghostbusters fan and collector. It's been, 10 years since the Maddie collector traps and PK meters were available. We're going to look at some of the recent sold listings of those items. I kind of want to have a discussion on whether or not we think the prices will dramatically drop on the old stuff. They might not. We'll see. So let me go through a few more photos here and we'll start looking at some more stuff. We'll look at the stretch goals. This is what you were talking about, Jake. The trap casing comes out. Again, they didn't have to do that, but they did. And I think it just adds so much more value to it.
Me too. Yeah, because it's just an extra, you know, thing that they do in the film that you get to, you know, that's a lot of times even when you build a trap, it's hard to, you know, get all the functionality in there. So
right. All right. So Jake, you had the Maddie collector trap. You still do, correct?
Still do. Yeah.
Okay. So, and I've owned one, I've owned PK meters. I've had the trap. I think far and away, like no doubt in my mind, these are better items, right? Like,
without
a shadow.
Well, I mean, I think for what Maddie collector did, you know, their wand was like okay. Their goggles were awful. Didn't even try on the goggles. But I always thought the trap and the PK meter were pretty good. And, you know, some differences, some inaccuracies, but not like a ton of big things. You know, I always thought they were fine. But these they're just even better. It's like they looked at what Mattel did and were like, all right, all of the little nitpicks, we're going to try to, you know, get all of those out of there and just make it as good as you possibly can. So,
right.
And I'm excited to have those next to my, like, you know, I'll always love the Maddie stuff. And I think they're going to all display really well.
Together. Well, Maddie also, it represents a really fun time in the community when we were finally getting Ghostbusters stuff after a long time. So anyways, let's read through some of these features here that they've got listed on the Pulse site. Scan from the prop, removable cartridge, activation pedal, high-powered internal LEDs. So they do the demo. When you hit the pedal, it's got big, bright LEDs on the inside, which is cool. Multicolor LEDs, functioning trapdoors, and rumble motor that you can turn on and off. Premium metal finishes, which is so... I mean, that's your main differentiator there, that there's actual metal components and it's not just plastic. GB to GB2 is stick conversion, and then Ghostbusters GB2 and GB Afterlife modes as far as the audio goes. Okay, so let's look at the unlockable tier. So if you're new, because I don't want to assume that everybody knows how one of these crowdfunding platforms works. So essentially, once they hit the 10,000 minimum, that will send it into production, and we will guarantee that these get made. And then as it goes and you get more people backing, there's unlockable stretch goal tiers. So there's three, and we'll just kind of go through these. So the first one, I believe, is 12,000. So if we hit 12,000 backers, you get the Zenner cards with the Raise a Cult logo on the back, which is cool. You get a sticker pack that has four stickers, which are Stay Puft, Raise a Cult, Camp Wakanda, and gosh, what is that fourth?
I can't see it.
It's so small. If somebody knows what that fourth sticker is, that would be helpful. And then we've got a Trap and PKE Meter blueprint poster, and then a screen accurate Ghostbusters 1 patch. I've seen some people saying that they don't like. I've seen some people complaining about this, but like, I don't know. I think it's all cool.
What are they complaining about?
People complain. I've seen some people say like, oh,
I've said this before. I've said it many times.
Say it again.
We all have no right to complain about any of the extras. Stretch goals are stretch goals. They're not, you know, that they're supposed to be the freebies, you know,
the bonuses,
it's a bonus. So right. It shouldn't really, if you're buying it or not, should not rely on what the stretch goals are. So
I will say this extras. Screen accurate patch. Cool. Sticker pack. Cool. The cards. Cool. It's Ghostbuster stuff. It's all cool.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to like take the blueprint poster and hang it off my belt, but maybe I'll put a little frame on it.
Well, here's the thing. Like, so Tier one unlock are all things. Sure, it's cool if it's free. They're all things I don't need or right, care about.
Right, right.
But the other stretch goals I think are pretty great.
Me too. So this is the tier one unlock. Tier two is, let's see, 15,000. And I think this is the big one here. And I think they did this on purpose. The second tier is the secure receptacle ghost trap unlock. It is a ghost trap holster. Now, I don't know if these are plastic or vinyl or leather or what, but I don't think a ghost trap holster is something that most Ghostbusters fans or cosplayers have. It's not a very common thing.
It's not as common. I feel like less builders are making them, and when they do, they just do runs of them. So yeah, they're. I don't have one.
Right. You know? Yeah. Right. And I think like if you were to buy a well made trap holster for somebody, that might be $50 or $75.
Hey, real quick, just because I see some questions in the chat.
Let's do it.
About all these extras. So, okay. The question. Are they free?
Yeah.
If you back this project at any time, you will get all of the extras if they're unlocked. So right now we're at 9,000 backers. 10,000 backers, the project happens for sure. You at least get the trap and the PKE. If you hit if 12,000 people buy this, all the stickers and stuff, that's just will automatically be included. If what is it 15 for this one?
15, yeah.
If 15,000 people back, everybody will automatically just get the holster. Yeah. So the more people who back this project, the things will become unlockable, and it's all no extra cost. It will just come included with your shipment.
Yeah, that's a great clarification. Brian Brink says, is there any GB lore on how they came up with the No Ghost logo? Like, did Ray's kid's niece make it or something like that? Not in the OG universe.
Yeah, no, not at all.
By the way, Brian Brink, I'm sure you have charts going, so put a link in the chat to your charts so we can track the Hasbro or the HasLabs. By the way, somebody said the other sticker is World of the Psychic. So thank you, Ray Death, right? So multiple Ghostbusters 2 references. And then, listen, again, I think this is the HasLab caution strike. You know, here's what I'm
going to say. I want shirts with this. Do they have these? Can HasLab, can Hasbro get us t-shirts?
What I love about this HasLab Ghostbusters patch is, and I say this with it, like, this is the kindest compliment. This is such a dumb Ghostbusters thing. This is
it's right in
it. Like, if they wouldn't have done it, somebody else may have.
100% with slime and caution striping, just to make sure you know it's Ghostbusters. It's got them both.
I want to do a whole HasLab flight suit, yellow caution stripe flight suit with slime, and I'll be like Dr. HasLab. No, I think this is really cool. Again, it's a Ghostbusters item. It's free. Very, very fun and kind of silly. I like it. So then the last one, is 18,000. I was just trying to get the backer count. So it's 18,000 for the PKE meter holster.
Yep.
Really cool. It's got the strap on it. Well designed. I think it's interesting that they made, some people were saying, well, why, you know, a trap holster is better than a PKE holster. Why? And I think they did it on purpose because I think 15,000 is more obtainable than 18,000. So they actually got a really good item in the second tier. And sure, this is just like another extra bonus. I think it's really cool. I just think it's awesome. I know a lot of people have PKE holsters, but this one is specifically made for this PKE meter.
Yeah.
It's an officially licensed product. So yes, you could go to Home Depot and spray paint a holster, but this is cooler. I'm sorry. It just is. Yeah, deal with
I
it.
I agree.
And then you can wear this nice casual Ghostbusting suit.
What is that? Don't do that. Look, don't do that. Just go to GB Fans, buy a pistol belt, outfit. Don't be Han Solo here with a fucking PKE meter on.
It does look like Han Solo with the belt on one side and the PKE meter on the other. That's That's awesome. And then this one also has a patch, which is the mini puffed version of the Ghostbusters logo that was revealed at the end of Afterlife. So, hey, what do Ghostbusters fans love more than anything? Patches. They just do. They just
giving patches to people.
Giving patches.
Making patches. Giving Jason and Eric patches.
Everybody gets a patch. And now you can have one too. I think these are great. So there it is. That is the full lineup. And what's also cool about this is the first official kind of marketing for the 40th anniversary of Ghostbusters. Yeah. This is the first, and we I think it's safe to say Hasbro is going to have a pretty significant product rollout for the 40th anniversary, as well as the new movie, which, according to the internet, has 25 different titles. So we're not going to get, some people were asking earlier. Yes, there's a lot of articles claiming they know the titles. We don't know the title. Could they be real? Maybe. Could they be absolutely BS?
Probably.
So we'll all know soon enough. And then there was another article saying the trailer comes out November 10th. I don't know. Hey, if it does, we'll be you'll join us for a trailer review. It's going to be great. But we'll have to wait and see. Okay, let me scroll back to the top here and get our current subscriber count to see how many we've grown.
I think it's changed a lot in the last 10 minutes.
It was at 9298. It is now at 9316. Okay. Ghostbusters 316 says, I just trapped your ghost.
What if we, hey,
yeah.
What if we didn't end the stream until it backed?
Oh, dude, let's do it. I literally have nothing else to do.
So we could be here for 7 hours.
Yeah, I think it's going to back sometime in the next 24 hours. So,
yeah.
You guys here? You here with us for the long haul?
Well, it's like a telethon. We'll get we'll get Hal Clay to come in and tell a Bigfoot story for an hour, and then AJ will come on for.
I'll do a drum solo.
Craig will do a drum solo. Yeah, we'll all take turns.
Let's go to the chat
and do some questions,
let's do some questions. Then we'll talk some Maddie Collector. And then we'll probably wrap it up. Okay. Crazy Ghost Hunters. Does the PK meter has a feature using it as an EMF meter? It does. We talked about that a little bit earlier. So if you didn't see that.
It does
have a built-in EMF meter. Popular trip Ghostbusters and Bespin fatigues. Yes. Love a good crossover. Ray Alonzo, 2024 is going to be a good year for GB fans. Man, do I agree with that. Jason Grahosky, Ray, we're home, Winston. It's kind of funny. I like it. Lots of Star Wars reference here. Ghostbusters Collector. I think Ghostbusters Meltdown would be a good title for the new movie. Yeah, that sounds like a good one. I haven't seen that one rumored, but that makes sense. There's ice and there's Ghostbusters fans having a meltdown over something, probably. Jason Grahosky for the telethon. Jacob can name all his dinosaurs.
I could.
Sea Scorner Run. The only reason I haven't backed it yet is I haven't decided if I want two or three. Oh, let's talk about this, Jacob. What's your backing plan here? Because you can't just get one.
They're expensive.
$300.
I would like to get two. I would like to get two. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I would like to get two sets. So
there you go. Yeah, I think having two is even, you know, I am not against, especially on this kind of thing. If you can afford an extra one or two down the line, you'll probably make a profit. Proton packs are going for $800 or $1,000 now. We saw what happens with the old props. Davey Sockrocker. Since Ghostbusters HasLabs are so successful, do you think a RGB Proton pack would fund? I mean, probably. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I think so.
If it looked really good. Let's talk a little Maddie Collector here. So, I went back and started looking at some recent sold listings for Maddie Collector props. So Maddie Collector, Jake, they put out a wand, they put out a PKE meter, a trap, as well as a pair of Ecto goggles.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those four, what would you say is the best item?
Yeah, it's 100% the trap, I think.
Okay.
I think the PKE meter is pretty good as well, but the trap to me is the best of the four. Yeah. I had them all. I sold my wand and goggles. I wish I would have kept them just because I own everything Maddie put out except those two items now. You know, I own the whole run.
Right.
I just wish I kept them for kind of a completist standpoint, but
And for those of people who don't know, Maddie Collector was Mattel's collector focused, you know, is a precursor to Hasbro Pulse and Mattel Creations. It launched in 2008, 2009 with Masters of the Universe, DC, and Ghostbusters. So the PKE meter, I believe, was $65
when it came out.
The trap was $150. They clearanced the PKE meters. There was a time they used to do this thing called Mad Maddie Monday where it was like a mystery box. Mm-hmm. You got a PKE meter, a 6-inch figure, and a 12-inch figure for $40. And I literally remember going to Coinstar, like pouring the coins, trying to get to 40. I was like, come on, 40. Shh. I got to like $21. Like, I guess I better eat dinner instead of trying to get a Mad Maddie Monday. So this is a PKE meter that sold last week. $394. Wow. Sold. Can you believe that?
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a whole hell of a lot of money. Let's go through a couple more of these here. Here's another PKE meter, original box.
With the box and everything. Hold on.
Well, that's Canadian.
Oh, Canadian. So what is that, American?
It sold for $541 plus $47 shipping.
I don't like this, dude.
I bet the person who bought it's kind of bummed right now. Because like a week ago.
That's so much money.
So it's a lot of money. The packaging was great, though. I think the Maddie PKE meter is really great. I really do.
I had multiple PKEs at one point, and I think I sold the extra, and I just have one now.
Right.
But I do still. But I still. I kept all the boxes. I have all that stuff.
This trap. Is a trap sold last week, $900 plus 100 shipping. Jesus. Not even new or sealed.
Christ.
So that's these
crazy.
Right. Now, these prices might be a little bit inflated because Ghostbusters props always increase by about 20% around Halloween.
Sure.
But the market is there for them. And that's why I think that's a big reason why people are going $300 for a trap and a PKE meter. Sign me up. I'm buying five. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, at this point, if these are kind of like the ultimate, you know, if Mattel puts these or Hasbro puts these out and they're, you know, like Austin was saying that they're perfect.
Right.
No one else might ever tackle this. This might be the last like official trap and PKE meter we get, at least for a long time.
And we got to
if there's no room for improvement on it.
Right. And another thing, because people always ask, there's never been a HasLab that's been re-released.
No.
I'm not saying it's never, ever, ever going to happen, but
it doesn't.
But that's it's not going to.
That's not what they do. Yeah.
So if you want these, you've got 44 days. I don't believe you get charged until the end.
Yeah.
So, you know, do like me. Get to that Coinstar. Collect bottles. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Mr. Michael T, whoever bought that trap must be pissed. More pissed than the superintendent of data in Lewis's building at the end of Ghostbusters. I'll tell you that. Okay. Here's another ghost trap, three bids, $920. So we're looking at $1,000. Now, Jake, I want to ask you this as a as a collector.
Yeah.
Do you just because they're re-releasing or not re-releasing, just because there's new versions of the trap and the PKE meter don't necessarily mean that these are going to drop in price and become like $100 or something like that.
No, I don't think so. They're not the same thing. And people are still trying to, you know, people who are completists and they want to collect that, all that Maddie stuff. These aren't the same. I mean, it's a trap. Yes. But the product itself is not the same. It's not the same product. There's plenty of differences between this and that, and people like myself want both. Like, right. I want to have both. You know, like, if there were other proton packs coming out that are high-quality proton packs, I'm not counting, like, Halloween costumes, but, I mean, if another big toy company put out a proton pack that was affordable, we would all buy it. We wouldn't say, oh, fuck the HasLab pack. Get rid of it. There's a new one. You'd be like, oh, no, I need them both lined up next to each other. You want to collect the different versions of the same thing. So
Right. And I think that, yeah, I do think they'll come down in price a little bit, but I do think they're, you know, you got to think there's different things that drive the market. Scarcity, availability.
They might come down on price for a year and then just go shoot right back up, you know.
See, my brain works the opposite way. My brain is like, oh, I need both now. Like, I can't just have one. Huh. Okay. Here is a look at the Mattel Maddie Collector Trap. Mm-hmm. And what I'll do is I'll try to kind of let me go ahead and load up this one again. and we'll do some comparison shots here. We'll go back and forth. All right, so this is the Hasbro one right here. So I think, listen, the Hasbro one is just so much more detailed. It's got metal pieces. It's got weathering. This trap does display really well, but it definitely feels
more... It looks more like a toy. Looks more like a toy. It's a little more clean, and like you said, it doesn't... Now, this has... The lighting is so completely different here. I wish we had them both side by side. The lighting here, when you're looking at it, like, that looks like plastic.
Hey, and did they take it to Sears?
Look at the hose on this thing.
Yeah.
They did. The hose is a big difference between this and the new one. But yeah, it just looks so much more like a toy than this. This looks like it's got weight to it, and it looks so much more real.
Yep. Okay, and then here I just found a couple more pictures online of close-ups of the Maddie trap. Yeah, like, look at that. So it's the back with the, like, just compare it to that. Like,
yeah,
part of what makes a Ghostbusters prop cool is the weathering. It is that detailed. It looks like it's been used. You know, you can imagine them, you know, out using these things and hanging them off their belts and banging them around. Just fucking, it's cool, man. Ghostbusters rules. Ray says the caution stripes on the Mattel version were stickers. Hasbro's look to be painted on. And then Vicky says, what's next now that they've done a trap and a PKE? Well, here's what I'll say. This is so successful, and the Proton Pack was so successful, they have to be considering another HasLab 2 years from now.
Well, I think it's pretty clear it would probably be goggles, and I think it would be the goggles from, you know, maybe from Afterlife, where it's got the extension with the Yeah, they're probably working with Polaroid right now.
Yep.
To make sure that once they put the goggles out, every pair of goggles is a certified Polaroid. You can go buy your Polaroid from the store because they sell them at Target. And pop them in. It will be the goggles, but I bet it will possibly be the goggles with something else. Because
this is not what C. Scorna says. Mr. Michael T. says goggles
worth a HasLab on its own. I who knows? We'll see. Maybe a Bell Gizmo with it or something.
Trap tripods.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Be great. But I like this. Oh, sorry, I keep clicking the wrong one. Geigermeter and goggles. Like, the Geigermeter is more obscure.
That would be great.
But hey, I'm telling you right now, if they did a Geigermeter and goggles for $299, I think we're seeing another HasLab funded. I just really do. So
yeah,
it's just exciting, man. It's just a cool time to be a fan, and it's a really great time to be a toy collector. But yeah, there's really not a whole lot to say other than, you know, if you haven't backed yet, keep an eye on it. Make sure that you back it before the campaign's up. We'll be doing updates on YHS and on Toy Anxiety. The Reddit thread with Emily is great, and we are going to have Emily on here. She's also teased they've got more surprises coming for this campaign, and I'm just trying to figure out what that might be. Like, is there something specific to the new movie that they haven't been able to reveal yet? I don't know what that would be.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I guess we'll just have to take it one day at a time and see. But I don't know.
Like, we melted frozen ice attachments for the trap.
Ooh.
Bless you. Oh, he's going. Excuse you all right?
Sorry. It's just going to be more mini puffs.
Just more frozen mini puffs.
Maybe.
Dude, hold on. Fuck. Dude, mini puffs, like... Mini puffs you could put in the freezer and they change color, like the old Kenner Mr. Freeze toy.
I want mini puffs that are actually like the plastic. They're plastic and they're full of a liquid, so you can put them in your freezer and use them as ice You know what I mean? Like little ice.
Like pack. An ice tray? Oh, they're actually ice.
No. But you know how like they sell like reusable ice cubes, which are they're ice cubes, but they're plastic
they're and plastic.
There's the liquids inside and you just freeze them and you I want a mini puff like that.
Make it happen.
That Let's sounds like it. Something. Yeah, that sounds like something that would make a lot of money. So
we're full of ideas here at YHS.
Just use us. That's what we're here for.
So we'll have more. We'll have Emily on. We'll break this down and be following this campaign. It's really exciting. Jacob, anything else that we need to cover Ghostbusters wise before we close this out? We did the Hollow Gate. Maybe we'll wait for Abby to come back.
Oh, we do. That. Yeah, we will talk about the Hollow Gate. And I think we have are we going to have a video for that? Just a small little, do we have a,
yeah,
I don't know what our footage was like, but,
I think it's worth putting it together. We did the Hollow Gate VR Ghostbusters down in Orlando that came out last year. It was fun. It was really cool.
It was fun. We'll do an episode. Yeah. Next full YHS episode. We'll talk about that. Also, we have a video of a Craig and a claw machine. If anybody wants to check that out.
I did some Ghostbusters claw machining. It's on YouTube. And as far as, so the crazy thing is Halloween's Tuesday. The year's coming to an end very quickly. Mm-hmm. We've got a Ghostbusters movie that is being released March 29th of next year.
We should do a... this is just... We're going to have a meeting really quick. We should do an episode maybe in December.
Yes.
That's a holiday gift guide.
Oh, that
like
sounds
a Ghostbusters great. Holiday gift guide. Yeah.
I love Let's that idea. That. We're going to do that. The cool. Ghostbusters holiday gift guide. I know what I'm putting on mine. This HasLab.
Well, it will be sold by then. It'll be done by then.
But we, you know, I was just reading. So people have been wondering about the SAG strike, and the Actors Guild strike, and whether or not that could affect the movie and possibly delay the movie. Honestly, I don't know, but I definitely think that's in the realm of possibility. But the Screen Actors Guild did meet all weekend with the studios, and the last update was an hour ago, which was there's no deal yet, but things are looking really good. So I think we're probably in the clear for the strike to be resolved in the next week or two. And then we'll just, you know, not have to worry about those kinds of things anymore. And we'll be counting down to trailer reviews and more toys and so much fun stuff.
Lots of stuff. There's lots coming.
Promise you there's a lot. If you guys are not subscribed to the channel here on YHS, make sure you hit that subscribe button and those bell notifications. And if you're listening on the audio feed, obviously Spotify, Apple Podcasts, we appreciate you guys doing that as well. What were you saying?